Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Cindy Sanford and Phil Davis with Job Service North Dakota.
First off, talk about Job Service North Dakota, what it is you guys do.
Well, we do a variety of things. We work with employers, first of all. So if employer comes in, we work with them as far as posting jobs and helping them set up some job searches. They can search for resumes. We work with employers and employees. So job searches, resumes, all that type of, whenever they need to find jobs, we try and connect the two together. And then we have some other opportunities with on-the-job training, so work with youth, we work with Pride.
We have workshops.
Workshops for different resume building, interview skills, that type of thing.
Teaching people how to go get a job.
And computer skills.
I would imagine that's got to be, over the last 10 years, a demand that you couldn't even describe, as far as people wanting to get online, wanting to get their information online, or do they still want the old go and pick up a resume and fill it out?
They want to go pick up a resume and fill it out.
They want the action of it.
Yep. The higher skills, like skilled oil field, I'm going to talk, mostly oil field.
Mm-hmm.
They have tons of skills, but they don't have the computer skills.
Okay.
They're not as high tech. If you look at your phone, now they use their phone. They don't see the phone the same as a computer.
Okay.
So more and more people, they don't have the typing skills, mm-hmm. because they're used to texting and everything else. So when it comes to actually using the computer, those skills, they don't coincide the two together.
Are you guys on apps and phones? And I know you're online and you've got,
yep.
But do you guys have an app?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's pretty easy for people. They pre-qualify, screen the type of job they're looking for, and kind of go from there.
They can job search and look for anything that they want.
Go ahead and set up a profile and click on a certain box, and it'll send them text messages. And whenever there's a new job
sure.
that opens up that meets their qualifications that they have listed. We have an app. We're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So we're across the social media platform too.
Okay. And my understanding is a lot of the oil and gas jobs, they've been really trying to cultivate a younger audience. Are you hearing that with where you're at, or do they not? I suppose they can't. Age isn't part of it, but I've been hearing it more and more about the digital platform, the social media, to bring in a younger audience, because the oil and gas world is aging. They're getting older. They're getting ready to retire, and I think it's like 40%. Are you hearing anything about that, or are you
seeing it?
You are seeing it, okay.
We're seeing the younger, the median age right now for Williston is 30 and McKenzie County is 30. So we've dropped just 6 years and six years. So we're seeing that younger generation come in more computer literate. Again, it's mostly phone. It's not on the computer.
Okay. So are we seeing more trade jobs? Are we seeing more computer jobs? Where are you seeing the jobs in the oil and gas world going these days?
It's a higher skill set.
Okay.
Before, I went in 2011. So what happened then is more labor.
Mm-hmm.
So we laughingly would say, if you can fog up a mirror, you can get a job, which really wasn't true. But that's what happened. We just had a lot more labor. Now the skill set is a lot higher. Computer skills are a definite need. And the trades, a huge increase in trade.
Welding, pipe fitting, probably artificial intelligence is even
drone
probably.
Drone pilots is a big one.
I would think so.
Yeah, those are some new ones that we're seeing. And then we're seeing some jobs that are disappearing. So the transloading is disappearing as pipeline takes over, oil being shipped by train to the pipeline. So those jobs are decreasing, and then the pipeline is increasing. So the skill sets are changing.
Going the way of the fax machine and the TV repairman, huh?
Yeah.
Just not around much anymore?
Or cameras, they're not around either.
No, they're not. No, you're right. Okay, so drone, what are a couple other drone pilot jobs that might catch somebody's eye like that? Because what does it require to, do you have to have an education for that?
Well, most of them are certifications.
Certification,
yep,
okay.
Lots of certifications.
Okay.
When you're looking at a lot of the jobs that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's really more so than a two-year or training. Of course, CDL is always huge. Your diesel mechanics, that's nationwide. Those two industries are nationwide. There's really a decrease in those. But if you search our, if you just put in mechanics in our website, I think across, well, for us, I actually did that, and it was 40-some jobs.
Okay.
Just for mechanic-wise. Construction is still huge.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, construction is the largest industry in McKenzie County right now.
Construction. Well, there was that lot of road construction, you know, whether it was surge money or infrastructure that was being built. Plus the buildings that were being done there quite a bit in Watford City and McKenzie County. How about other jobs that would be, you know, you mentioned construction. Are you seeing any trucking or cafe or some of those supporting service jobs? Are you seeing a surge or a demand in there anywhere?
All of them.
All of them? Okay.
Teachers.
Florists.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, we have one, for, you know, we just placed a florist just the other day, so you're saying that. Florist helper. Teachers. Just in our area, there's a need for 25 teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the population of the youth is continuing to go up. I would just talk to the superintendent in Williston just for District 1. That's only one school out of three. And they are up 80 kindergartners alone this year over last year.
That's what I'm hearing. Births are up. School enrollments are up. Mm-hmm. That would, well, you need to somehow support that. So you need jobs, right? Yep.
Well, what we saw is the infrastructure. You know, in 2011, we didn't have the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it was kind of like, I always said it was a badge of honor for people to go, oh, yeah, I slept in my truck in Williston.
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore.
No.
The infrastructure is there.
Now you're judged.
Yeah, it really has changed. So
before it was, oh, gritty. Now yeah. It's like, dude, that's you're kind of in the loser category now.
Yeah, you're right. So, because the infrastructure is there, and they're still continuing to grow the infrastructure. Because the oil field is continuing to grow, but and with that, the infrastructure is starting mm-hmm. to grow. I mean, if you look at it, housing is changing. I mean, last month alone, just in Williston, they sold over 75 homes, which is more than they did since I've been there in 2011.
Okay.
So constantly seeing that increase, and the majority of them were first-time homeowners under the age of 35.
So are these jobs keeping people here?
Definitely.
They are. Yep. Okay, because, you know, that's a big concern in the past is, okay, we bring in all these out-of-staters, and then the price goes down a little bit, and then they leave. And now the florist is hurting, and now the cafe is hurting. But it looks like there's such a shift of, you mentioned earlier, these are, what was the word you used? These are specialized jobs or higher tech jobs. Higher skilled.
Yep.
Generally, that means you're more apt to plant roots, I would say. Is that what?
Yeah, we are. We're seeing, again, it goes back to infrastructure. We didn't have the infrastructure when everybody was coming in. We didn't have homes for them to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like real estate, that was an easy job in 2011. Hi, yes, I have $250,000 cash. What is it going to buy me?
Yeah.
You know, and now we're regular as far as, you know, housing and everything else is starting to pick up. I mean, but definitely youth. You walk around and there's all kinds of young families and...
To listen to the full-length interview with Cindy Sanford and Phil Davis with Job Service North Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oilfield Report listens to the Oil Patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oilfield Report's vision is to be the oilfield's most centric online source to build a place where the Oil Patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oilfield Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because at the Oilfield Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.